Blessed are
the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
Hello, this is Carol Monaco of Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, bringing you the 12th episode of Mission Improbable. After taking a leisurely trip up the Hudson River, I find myself in Albany, New York, where the Little Sisters have set down roots just a few days ago, on May 25th, 1871. Today is May 31st, the final day of Mary's month. With me is Mother Assistant Marie de la Concepcion, who accompanied her sisters to this lively city in upstate New York. That's right, I called Albany a lively city. Our 21st century listeners probably wouldn't identify Albany among the largest or most prominent of U.S. cities, but from our vantage point in 1871, Albany is one of America's 10 most populated cities. Located where the Erie Canal meets the scenic Hudson River, Albany is an important center of trade and transportation. It is home to some of the earliest railroads in the world, as well as one of the world's first systems of public water mains, sewer lines, and natural gas. Electricity will arrive in just a few years. Albany is also historically significant. It is the oldest continuing settlement in the United States and was incorporated as a city in 1686. Albany has been the capital of New York State since 1797. First inhabited by the Iroquois, Mohican, and Mohawk Indian tribes, Albany was settled by French and Dutch fur traders. Saints Isaac Jogues and Jean de Brebeuf, French Jesuit missionaries, were martyred in the region in the 1640s.
Thank you, Carol. I didn't know all of that Albany history. I do know the story of Isaac Jogues and Jean de Brebeuf, although I don't think they've been canonized yet.
Yes, Mother, you're correct. They won't be canonized until 1930.
I learned about these Jesuit martyrs from an old priest who gave us a retreat. They are very inspiring. Father told us that although Isaac Jogues could have escaped his torturers, he chose to remain in his mission in the face of brutal treatment at the hands of the Iroquois. He looked upon his martyrdom as an opportunity to imitate and participate in the Passion of Jesus. I think it's providential that we are living in close proximity to where these holy martyrs laid down their lives, because we, little sisters, wish to immolate ourselves in the service of the poor. Of course, our circumstances are different, but like them, we wish to offer our lives completely.
I never would have had the courage of the Jesuit martyrs. I would have run back to France to save my skin, literally. Mother, you have spoken of Christ's passion, and that brings me to my next question. You have chosen to place your home here in Albany, under the patronage of Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows. For me, that's a really surprising choice. Don't the elderly poor have enough sorrow in their lives without having to live in a house named after Our Lady of Sorrows?
I understand how you could see it that way. Let's see. How can I explain this devotion to you? It is true that our residents have known many sorrows in their lives, and many of them are suffering because of the pains of old age. They need to know that they are not alone in their suffering, but that there is someone who will always be at their side, to share their pain. This is the meaning of compassion, to suffer with. Who was it who stood at the foot of the cross, sharing most completely in the sufferings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Was it his mother?
Yes, it was. Through her seven sorrows, she shares in her son's sufferings and his saving passion and death. The presentation in the temple, the flight into Egypt, and the experience of losing her child for 3 days all taught the Virgin Mary that suffering would be an inescapable part of her life. They taught her to suffer with love and to ponder all her experiences in her heart, so that when Jesus gave his life, she would be compassionate and steadfast as she stood beneath the cross. This is why the sorrowful mother is so special to us little sisters. Like her, we want to share in the cross of our Savior and to stand with the elderly in their sufferings. Our first little sister felt so strongly about this that she chose Mary of the Cross as her religious name. Mary of the Cross. It's a beautiful name, don't you think? And an admirable goal, to be compassionate and steadfast like Mary at the foot of the cross. We little sisters have been formed in St. John Eudes School of the Admirable Mother. The following words are from a prayer he composed. You are admirable, Mother, in your sufferings, which made you worthy of being associated with the Savior in the redemption of the world. You are admirable in your suffering in his cross, and in the sacrifice you made of him at the foot of the cross. Admirable in all the qualities with which God adorned you. Eldest daughter of the Father, Mother of the Son of God, Bride of the Holy Spirit, Sanctuary of the Most Holy Trinity, Queen of men and angels, Mother of Christians, Consoler of the afflicted, Advocate of sinners, Refuge of all who are in trouble. Now, do you understand why we chose Our Lady of Sorrows as our patroness?
I think I'm beginning to understand. I never thought about how lonely it can be to suffer. And I guess I never understood the true meaning of compassion, to suffer with.
Yes, that's it. You see, compassion is at the heart of our vocation. Without it, we would just be caretakers or social service workers. In the sufferings of the elderly, we try to see Jesus. Only Jesus, in his goodness and in his love. And we try to console and comfort him in the person of the poor. To each elderly person, we would like to say, Jesus is there, abiding with you, present in your anguish and suffering. He is there, all love. He is there, guiding and leading you along the path of his love, drawing you towards the perfection of love by means of these trials and adversities. He is there, bearing with you through his love all the anguish of mind and body that you are bearing, even though you may not be aware of it. He is there, purifying and sanctifying you and preparing greater things for you, provided you cooperate with him. These two are the words of our spiritual father, St. John Eudes. I try to call them to mind, especially when we have a resident who is difficult, one in whom it is not easy to see Jesus.
Aren't you tempted to avoid those who are particularly unpleasant or who show no gratitude for all that you do for them?
Oh, but it is toward them that we must show the greatest love. Father Lelièvre often tells us that we must not shy away from those who are less pleasant or attractive. We must consider the elderly's needs and not our own, he tells us. He says we should be careful not to prefer the younger, more able ones, or the most capable, but the blind, the disabled, the paralyzed, the one-armed, all who suffer from decrepitude or have entered into their second childhood. These are the ones deserving of our preferences. As poor as he is, the pauper is a man, Father says, and we must never act against his dignity as a man, or a woman, of course.
Thank you, Mother. You have given us a lot to think about today, especially for our 21st century listeners. Modern society seems to be afraid of suffering. Even minor discomforts and inconveniences are avoided at all costs. In the North American Martyrs and Our Lady of Seven Sorrows, we see such a different ideal, one that accepts suffering as a participation in the saving death of Jesus Christ. And in the mission of the Little Sisters of the Poor, we see what it means to accompany others to the very end. I think the Little Sisters of the Poor can teach America a lot about how to minister to the marginalized and the least among us, and how to accept suffering as a necessary part of a full life. Thank you so much for your example and the witness of your sisters. Well, we seem to be out of time, so we need to bid our listeners farewell for today. Until we meet again for another edition of Mission Improbable, this is Carol Monaco reporting for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of the heavenly King. When on earth,
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
To get my reward.